Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs! Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk,
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Grammarly has activated on my newer computer, and the amount of mistakes that I have in the intro is like, it's like, so awesome. He's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex. Bonus points if you're a goth gal or Latina. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except for maybe a goth girl or a Latina. He's the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege.
I don't know why. It just tickles me every time. Niola Wan Chung, howdy. Chalama, can I pet your cat?
For some reason, my brain was like, do you know, how was I going to say it? Damn it. Do you know where is my cat? That's not English. Okay. Anyway.
Helping us
behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. Also, we have Brandon apparently going to show up the day after his birthday. We'll see. He's cumping, everybody. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Brandon or sexy things about Siege, or just like things that like, are you okay to me? at nerdtalkplus.com. That seems to be how things go.
That's funny. I actually got some messages asking about both of us.
Are you guys okay? No.
Yeah. No.
Also, to anyone who has joined us thanks to PodRanker and that is just showed up right in the middle of the depression.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Welcome on the Himalaya.
There we are. Anybody talking to us, Siege?
Yeah, we actually got a couple of people. We got Baseball Troy back to us, who just joined our Discord.
I love that. Thank you. You can find that at nerdtalkplus.com.
He says, I love this show. It isn't anything. It just is what it is.
We don't try to... It's not pretentious. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
There's no pretense to this other than, like, let's see if we can get to an hour.
Yes, pretty much.
I got a good review from Gravy about the previous episode that went up, which was, I don't know how this is all in the terms of editing, but it was the mukbang episode that we did.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, Siege really seemed to think that that episode was great. And he was like, well, obviously, because it was about Siege eating tortillas and you trying to keep the thing moving. And I was like, that is really a great distillation of exactly what happens here.
Yeah.
It's just like me trying to push the thing forward, also distracting, but like just somebody else's agenda going and me being like, hey, remember that thing we're doing? And everyone being like, ah, that's right. That sucks. Okay. Anyway.
You essentially drive a little bus that we are all on.
Some would call it a short bus.
Actually, we got several reviews from that one as well. Our good friend Brooke R. Bean said that was possibly her favorite episode ever.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, to which you and I argued, of course, you know, the one of Brandon, you and I, just not doing anything related to Nerd Talk.
I got to tell you, the best episode ever was definitely the St. Patrick's Day one, where I was drunk and you guys were high, and it was, like, very fun. That's the best episode.
That was so good. That was so good.
Like, I don't even care what Rotten Tomatoes says about any of our episodes. That was the best episode.
let's see.
Oh,
all right.
Open up your pizza parlor, it's Brandon. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy, currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. Some call him Tony Pizza, like me and his brother, teacher brother. But to you, it's Mr. President of the HOA. Brandon from the internet, everyone.
Yes.
Hello.
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 All right. Great.
I'm bummed to see that Siege is not in the shower right now.
I we'll responded to already later. To that. I sent it to him by accident. But what you got to do? Got to watch there, Brandon. What's going on there? I just saw some.
Yeah, it's sparkly.
Oh, it's a. I've had this. I've had this watch for a bit.
Did you get a fresh haircut?
I did get a fresh haircut. Oh, get a haircut. It's looking... Yeah, I had virtual court today.
What,
guys?
Oh, I love that.
I got a ticket in Hawaii, and they said you have to appear at court on. Today, 4/21.
Yeah. You're like, I'm busy 4/20. Like, cool. So,
I was like, cool. I will not be there. And so, thankfully, I have a smart wife who, when I,
it's like some of us have a smart watch, but Brandon has a smart wife.
Yeah, I have a smart wife. Yeah, yeah. I said, hey, Cage, schedule court for me. Apple wife. So I was like ready to log into virtual court because I called them and said, hey, I'm not local. Can you set up a Zoom for me? They said, yeah, here's what you do. You got to show up at 9 o'clock. And I was ready to show up at 9 o'clock this morning, which
classic.
Was 6 o'clock in Hawaii. And so she was like, no, it's at noon our time. And I was like, oh, smart. Okay. So I showed up at noon. Turns out they also didn't show up at 9 o'clock Hawaii time.
Well, because they're on Hawaiian time.
yeah. So they showed up at about 10.
Great.
A couple people were in, like, enough people were in the room where it was like, I should definitely be here and not leave. But we're waiting for like the real life court people to show up.
Meanwhile, the horse ghosts go running by in the background.
It was a foam roller falling down the stairs. And so I showed up to court, and then I got to listen to actually, it was super interesting because I got to listen to a bunch of other court cases before me that were they had translators for languages I have never heard. Like, one was they had a translator for a
Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
He's brother. He's definitely heard that.
We ain't got a lot of those here. No, like, they had one for like a some small dialect on the Marshall Islands.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of pigeon language.
They had that. They had one that was, it was the third most popular language in the Philippines.
Great.
Whatever that
Spanish.
Was. Yeah. Spanish, probably.
Because I think anyway, it goes like Tagalog, and then English, and then Spanish, right? So yeah, once again.
No. It's like, what was it called? I'm not going to look it up because I don't think you guys want to hear me type again.
We always want to hear you type, Brandon.
Whatever the language was, it was, it just sounded like Tagalog, but...
One year ago, we were together and you were wearing my karate gi. There's
gosh.
A picture that's in front of me here that it's lovely.
I half expected to wake up today with all of you guys in my house again.
I wish.
I'm so close to doing it.
He's about to comp. He's
true.
He's so close. Yeah. Oh, it's Cage.
Hey, Cage.
Woo!
They said, hey, Cage.
Hey, wife. Tilt the camera down.
Smart wife.
Tell her what's up. Whoa!
Hey, that's not your wife.
That's who fell down the stairs just earlier.
Oh yeah. Say what do you say, son?
Hi.
No, what do you say?
I hope I got to.
Yeah. What's up, Stony Baloney?
Yeah, they love that.
Okay, Stony, let's go.
They said, what's up, Stony Baloney?
Oh.
Okay, have fun with mom.
Bye, Cage. I love you.
Okay, that's enough. Go with mom.
Hey, tell your wife I said what's up.
Hey, they say what's up, but like
in a kind of a creepy way,
like a sexy way.
Yeah.
Sexy. I said sexy.
Sexy. Way. Okay.
But again, I sat through so much court. Sumo.
You sat through sumo court.
I sat through sumo court.
It's all just court with all sumo wrestlers.
All rise. You just hear a bunch of.
If only Akibono wasn't dead. Okay. Anyway.
You may be seated, and all of the pews collapse.
Like, I think that there's pews in court. It's like.
I think they're like, they look like pews. Like, in the.
Finger guns.
Oh, man. Yeah, they get all the way to my case in this court case, and within five, like, I was an hour and a half late they were like, yeah, you're dismissed.
Hey,
nice.
Your case is dismissed, which is great. Super not going to complain about that, but also a hilarious.
You could have been not selling houses during that time, Brandon. That's like,
it's exactly what I was doing.
See, you could have been podcasting during the day with us.
Dude, you should do that.
Oh.
Yeah. Also,
we should
do that. CJ and I are conspiring to make that happen, just so you know. So after the success of the mukbang episode that happened during my radio show, I'm just like, hold on. I just like switch gears and talk on the radio and then come back to the podcast. It was real fun.
It was ridiculous.
CJ, do we have anything else from the NerdTalkPlus.com since Brandon just kind of jumped in here?
Yes, we do. Actually, a couple of people, one of them, Dylan from Puyallup, says, you are turning into a well-researched show with the segment you talked about farting in space and nobody bothered to look up if Artemis has a bidet. Well, I researched it for you.
Thank you.
I did it for you. Astronauts on the Artemis missions use specified cleaning wipes, just like you posited, Greg. Mm. And hygiene after the toilet, as water is too precious to waste on laundry. These wipes are disposed of in sealed bags, laundry, which are then placed into an empty cargo capsule for disposal, eventually burning up in the atmosphere. It's not the snow show like they were all talking about.
Wait, so we're just torpedoing the astronaut poop into space?
Probably into the atmosphere to like let it burn up, you know?
Oh, it'd be even funnier if it didn't.
like the main Google Maps satellite gets taken out because a poop wipe just hits it.
What happened? A second just hit the satellite, sir.
All of a sudden, half of the Midwest plains are just gone.
A shit storm.
Also, another question, a legitimate question, how do they heat food in space? I would imagine that a microwave might not be an option. No, they had this little briefcase thingy that they just kind of strap hot water bags to, and it just warms it up. And last but not least, I know exactly. It's weird. It's like a little briefcase thingy with a Velcro strap that it basically holds everything to it. And you close the briefcase and it warms it up because it's being held in place.
This seems like we're literally sending people to space. And we're heating things up with a briefcase surrounded by water balloons.
It sounds to me like the rehydrator from Back to the Future 2. There's Gravy shaking his head. I got one. Yes. And the last thing that we got was a tweet. No. Skeet. No. What's the one for threads? Threat.
A threat sent
by our good friend Gregor.
If someone dies, does it become a death threat, or is it
sent by our good friend @HeyGregor? Says, ever feel like people important to you are avoiding you?
Boy, dude, I mean, come on.
Look at all of you.
I'm
except for Gravy because he's not really important to me.
Man, I wasn't
because of his weird fingers.
I wasn't ready to be emotionally assaulted tonight. That's not what I.
No, it's okay. You're good.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't abandon you.
Can I bring up something from the
internet? Yeah, sure.
Related to the show.
What?
Of course, if you are not on Discord interacting with us there, I'm sure. I don't know if you've already maybe plugged our Discord.
Greg knows there's a Discord.
I was on it,
but
today.
I forgot that we had a Discord until I got a notification that somebody mentioned me on Discord today.
Teacher brother 27.
About 3 months. Yeah. So first of all, thank you everybody for the birthday wishes. Second of all, question of the week: is stoichiometry really a thing of the past?
What?
Well, I mean, it existed in the past, but it is also in the present.
It existed in the past, but it is going to exist into the future.
Yeah, we're making it exist in the future. As long as America refuses to use the metric system, stoichiometry is the most important form of math that we have. Like, obviously, we're not going to, like, learn, like, calculus and stuff in the future based on the fact that the Department of Education doesn't exist, basically, anymore. But we are going to be, like, that guy's dick is about 1.5 pumpkins, you know, like that type of thing. Like,
wow. That's huge dong.
That is a huge dong.
Oh, I misread it. 0.15 pumpkins. My bad.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, point. That would be a very tiny dog.
Sorry, Brandon. The scales of justice go one way or the other in my book.
That's like a 1.3 inch dong, I'm pretty sure.
13 inch. If a pumpkin average size is 13 inches in diameter, something I know because of this f-ing show.
Were we talking about diameter or rolled out?
Yeah, because we had to know how the diameter, because we needed to know how many pumpkins one pumpkin could power one pumpkin.
Exactly. See? Go back to that episode. Good luck finding it, losers.
Anyway. Oh, exactly. It was a year ago in Brandon's house.
I've already been tasked with finding an old episode once today. I cannot be tasked again. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Man, fantastic job by you.
Thank you. Okay, so... Okay, is that it for me being bummed out and you finding stuff on the internet that people are saying?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if there's more. Like, that means the less I have to do, so that's good.
Oh, or whatever. You guys wash your underwear when you get it before you wear it, right? Like, new underwear?
Oh, probably not. It depends on how desperate I am.
You just straight up out of the bag and go?
Siege, I don't know if you think I have a lot going for me right now. Like, I don't know if you, assume that these types of decisions mean much to me. I guess if I'm doing laundry and I have new underwear, I'm going to throw them in there. But, also, if I need a new pair of underwear and I have a full pack, we're going for it.
Okay.
Well, why? Right. Why do you ask?
Well, I was just wondering if anybody else has found a brand new quality control sticker on their penis. It's just now.
So, why are you examining your penis during the podcast?
What else am I supposed to do while I'm here? My tortillas and Nutella are at work.
Is that usually what's on your penis?
Yes.
Hey, Brandon, I have a question for you. How old are you? Are you 36 here. Now?
35.
You just turned 35? So we came up for your 34th birthday? How weird.
Officially qualified to run for president.
As you
in the United
should.
States.
With of that haircut?
The HOA.
Yeah.
Of the HOA. The HOA.
Yeah. Nobody checked my birth certificate when they elected me to the HOA.
Does that mean you're illegitimate? All your laws are thrown out?
Not they were, but now that I'm 35, they've passed the statute of limitations. Oh, so I'm in now.
Wow. So Brandon, I have to go to a text that I got from a mutual of ours. Our friend Leslie. Your former boss, my former boss as well. She said, I hope you guys are still podcasting when Brandon turns 69. Awesome text. That's an awesome text.
Yeah.
More importantly, in what I now doing some quick math, 34 years from now.
34 more years.
So that's four makes it 30. So in 2060, Brandon will turn 69 on 420.
Oh. I mean, that makes sense because I guess it'll always be on 420. For a second, I thought, I was like, no way, the numbers align. No, my birthday's always on 420. I was like, no way.
Good work, Greg. Nope.
First off, will we be alive? Second off, what are we doing for it? Gravy shakes his head emphatically, no.
InstaSam 37. I don't think I'll be alive by the time he turns 49, let alone 69. I hope so, because
I guess we'll all be having sex with each other and smoking weed.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about the sex with each other. I'm not ruling it out, but it just seems kind of like a stretch.
It's a long time. There's a lot of a lot of relationships. Listen, to build.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with sex, but we can 69 for your 69th, I guess.
that's what I mean.
That's all he wants.
The original threat says, the fact that my dad turned 69 on 420 is the most iconic things he's ever done. And I just think about a young stone, or whatever the other one's called, being like, my dad turned 69 on 420. I know what his other baby is called. I'm just joking. I like care about kids being okay until they turn 10. And then like, what?
No problem. Just throw them to the wolves.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I've been ready to do that for like the last 10 days. I mean, so.
You got two kids under four-ish? Like, yeah. That's awful. Yeah. So anyway, thank you to Leslie, who now said, when I said, oh, that's going on, I almost sent it to the group chat, and then I was like, wait, she suggested the podcast, and I was like, well, okay.
Well, there we go.
So thank you, Leslie, for making yourself famous at the expense of our show.
Thanks, dummy.
Yeah. There you go. So yeah, I can't wait till 2060?
2060.
God, I hope I'm not alive at this time next year, let alone that long. Man, that's crazy.
I'm going to drag your swollen, bloated, waterlogged corpse.
Oh, dude.
And he's going to flip it around.
Put a mixture of shampoo and conditioner and a little bit of water.
If anyone understands that reference, first of all, if you're new to the show because you found us from Podbreaker, sorry. Secondly, go back to the episode where I'm out of town in New Mexico because that was amazing. So,
yeah, do we have so many more? Maybe this, we talk about this later. Do we have so many more listeners than I thought, and I need to be more careful about
it? You don't need to be more careful about anything. That's why we have more listeners.
Granted, you either need to listen to the show or be on the show. You have to like pick one of the two lanes. I actually don't care at all. Like, if what you choose, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you pick one of the two, you would know that our friends at PodRanker found our podcast and suggested it, and it like sent our numbers through the roof. I mean, it is it's crazy.
The number of people four must listen to podcast of 2026.
So it's been I'm so grateful. I remember their name and everything, even though I've been drinking. It's like it's very nice of them to be so cool or whatever. And
he remembers PodRanker more than he does women.
What woman is interested in who do I have to remember? Like Ladybug, my doodle? Like, I don't.
She's like, I mean, I wouldn't like you to. Thank you very much.
I had to go out for like 4 hours. Could you please help me out here?
Yeah, she's like, honestly, you can't even remember that, dude.
And I'm like, I don't know why she bites me so much.
Set her free.
Anyway, thank you to PodRanker. I guess that's the message, because yes, we have many more listeners now. I don't know how many people stuck around, but it was a significant increase that like
it'd be really discouraging if it's like way less after the first one. I'd be like, oh, they came, they checked it out, they said all right,
literally,
I'm good.
They literally told you in the description how not scientific and accurate we were. They said this is not a well-researched show.
Does anyone on this podcast know what the name of the hosting service that my company uses? Because I don't, and I don't have my computer, but I'm on my like other computer, and I can't remember the login. So I would look just to find out, but I don't know. All right, good. Oh, I remembered all of a sudden. Talk amongst yourselves.
Hold music.
There it is.
Brandon, we missed you, buddy.
This is way better hold music than like the show.
It's like the Dolby Digital sound effect. We should replace it.
Was it THX when it first came in?
Yeah.
My face ID didn't work because I was singing.
why is his mouth sunglasses shaped like that?
We're good.
Singing not so good.
We can figure it out if he's got sunglasses or if he's making
wearing
a silly
a mask.
Face.
Nope.
Singing?
So you get out of here. Oh my God. It's like... Guys. I get the fart was funny, okay? It's doubled since last time I looked.
What?
Oh, I'm so sorry, people. I'm so sorry.
I'm not at all.
No, me neither. I love it. This is great. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone who's still here. Let's do some nerd talk, huh? Here's one about killing yourself.
That's cool.
Consuming.
Aww. Nice.
Oh, yeah,
this is from Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. Consuming more than 96 individual pieces of this candy in an entire year exceeds the safe annual arsenic exposure levels.
Black licorice.
Oh.
One box contains over 2,000 pieces. I responded to this by being like, I have that in my car. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Is it Is it Nerds Clusters?
It is Nerds Gummy Clusters.
Wow! Yes!
It is technically Nerds Candy. And yeah, if you have a box of Nerds Candy, it's 2,000 pieces. But if you think about how many are on each of the little globules of it's... I've easily consumed that amount this week. It is like, for sure, I'm poisoning myself with arsenic.
The little springy testicle covered in Nerds.
What is this?
Oh, look, what is that? Oh, Nerds Clusters right there.
The blue ones are the best, too.
Oh.
Big old box of them that I'm not supposed to eat because they're for Catherine. They're for Cage's running.
What? Oh, I thought you were going to say they're for Catherine's children.
Tell her that marshmallows are really good at that.
Marshmallows are good at running?
Running with a marshmallow in your mouth?
No, they're like... I assume that she eats them to get sugars to be able to burn as carbs.
While she's running.
Yeah, but like I literally saw a thing today where someone was doing the the ROI. That's not what it is, but like the benefit
investment.
Yeah, like the benefit from different sugar sources as you're running, and like if you could buy like the gels that you can get either in a tube or in like block form, those are good, but they're expensive, and so they're looking for an alternative. And like big marshmallows, not like big marshmallow like the people that are trying to ruin the elections,
the marshmallow conglomerate,
but like the large. Large marshmallows are awesome in terms of cost per. I know you guys are very wealthy, and it's okay, but it's all those houses.
Imagine running like. With the Nerd Talk Plus, or not
Nerd Talk. Yeah, imagine running with Nerd Talk Plus in your pocket.
With the someone running right now listening, being like, ah, you're right, off.
The ROI on this is terrible. I'm losing money listening to this.
I was dead by a quarter mile.
The Nerd Talk, or Scott.
Nerds Gummy Clusters is what I should say.
Like the Nerd Gummy Clusters, plus, like it's like nerd a gummies it's like plus. A, it's like I've been like MK Ultra, and every time I say the word nerd, I have to speak talk.
Love that. I love that it's working.
The Nerd Gummy Clusters, like same thing. Like Cage did the watched an Instagram video. Let's just be real. That the guy was like, oh, you know, the most calories per blah 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 blah, and they're like the most beneficial thing that you can do is like the Nerds Gummy Clusters for the amount of
kills the most mice. Also, it's pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Imagine running, like I can imagine, because I on my bike rides, I've carried a lot of like Skittles with me, was what I did back in the day.
You and Marshawn Lynch out riding bikes together.
Him on a bike would be on a road bike specifically.
I was gonna say, oh dude, have I got stories about that, but yeah, for another time. Finish your story.
imagine having the Nerd Gummy Clusters in your like, you know, your running belt. It's like
a tiny running belt. Is that like a dancing? Do you wear a dancer's belt when you ride a bike?
You wear it over your penis. Imagine doing it with a whole bag of Jet Puff marshmallows.
Yes. This person went on a 9-mile run and they had 2 marshmallows, right? But they, if you put them together, then they like in soft. Their runner's belt, which I did not know was a thing until today. Squeezable. And now I've heard it twice today, which is crazy. But they kind of mush together. So the person had to kind of pull them apart because the, you know, I guess belt zone heat helped to melt it together.
I hadn't heard of a runner's belt either.
The pubic temperature.
I hadn't heard of a runner's belt
either. The briefcase surrounded by water balloons near your crotch.
Just make $100. Stick them in your leggings. Just stick them in your leggings. I was going to be like, yo, does Cage wear leggings while she runs? Does she want to stick marshmallows on her thighs?
Wait, or like a tennis player puts the ball right up in their skirt like that? Yeah. Is there, hey, hold on. Wait, did you say butt?
Yeah. That's really funny. <good. laughs>
Tennis ball. Good going.
And we'll be right back.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back. Bad news. Okay, that's enough out of you. Okay, settle down.
I legit just thought that you had a smoke alarm.
Yes. Welcome back. My chair just made a weird fart noise as I did that. That's
thank you, Podranker.
I've got some bad news, guys.
Oh, no.
LOL.
We've lost half of our listeners.
That's fine. We're still way out kicking our coverage, okay? It's going great.
Yeah, okay, fair.
We are the Halloween candy the day after Halloween. This is still a great deal, okay? Okay, so there's a Marvel superhero that has confirmed that they are done making standalone movies. And aww, this podcast was divided about this character, and so I'm sad to report that Ryan Reynolds has declared that he has no more intention to make any standalone Deadpool movies, and only to show up in other films. After watching Deadpool versus old guy dressed as Wolverine, I am stoked that they've decided to put this thing to bed, because I thought that movie was a snooze.
Yeah, it was bad.
Nice. Siege, I know, loved that movie, and I think Gravy, I think, was for it also. I think he was a thumbs up on that.
Yes.
But
I mean, it was a good tribute to what it was. And like, there was so many Easter eggs in there for people who are, you know, actual comic book fans, Marvel fans, tributes to,
I feel like that was
Wolverine
a slight,
nine.
I feel like that was like a,
yeah, I think Siege was just like, to people who are actually smart, it was a good movie.
To all of us who are greater
to
than
people
thou.
Who like having stickers on their wieners from washing their underwear, it's a really good film.
I put those stickers there myself. but yeah, I thought that was a good one. But also, when you said that there's going to be no more standalone Deadpool movies, I was like, okay, good. Let them jump into the other stuff, get the hits off, you know, and then
100%
get out of there.
Make $10 million per
kill. Yeah, exactly. And like, if they're going to do a new X-Men and they can get Ryan Reynolds to show up, that's incredible.
Yeah, there you go.
But I don't need another, like, just like, oh my God, he's so crazy Deadpool movie. Like, we got that. The first one, incredible. The second one, really good. The third one, not great.
Yeah.
I think the third
unless
one
you're
was.
A unless person. You're not.
Yeah. Unless.
Then, yeah. It's like, exactly. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take that out. That's not good.
That was good. Yeah, it's good analysis by you, Greg.
See, so you're for it. You're okay with that.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely okay with it, because you can overuse characters.
Yeah.
And the why do you think there's so many trilogies of things and then they reboot the character?
So
they
I'm watching the television show on Apple TV right now called Shrinking. And this is highly recommended by
great
John
show.
Tasty Gravy, not Griffin, producer. And the first season, it was, I think Gravy said it, this was even more moving than Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And like, as my life fell apart and I was watching Ted Lasso, it was like very difficult parallels to draw. And that third season I put off for a couple of years because I couldn't take any more Ted Lasso falling apart while I was. And it then re-destroyed me. And I was like, oh, Ted Lasso season 3 is the best television I think I've ever seen, probably. That's not comedy. And then I watched the first season of Shrinking and was like, oh my God, this is incredible. Mm-hmm. The second season, pretty good. And the third season, now we're kind of to some like hokey, like just kind of like, oh, this is a show and we're going through the things. And it makes me really respect Ricky Gervais, because he does all these shows where it's like one season or maybe two seasons at most.
Exactly.
And then he fails before you start having kind of the like, oh, now we have to have the wedding episode. Now we have to have the all the cliche episodes. You kind of like get through it and stop. And then you look forward to the next, whatever, Ricky Gervais joint that's going to come out. And I respect that so much because while I like watching season three of Shrinking, it's not as impactful and as devastating as season one was, but also like season one was really cool because they like,
or even season two, for that matter.
They made sure to take care of me while they were destroying me also. Yeah, there was like a certain amount of like, you're going to be okay. But like the first episode of season three, I just watched and I was like, okay, this is all right. And I like stopped midway through to walk the dog because I wasn't engaged in it. I still like it. I'm not saying it's bad.
Are you into season three?
Like halfway probably.
Okay.
And so, halfway through episode one. But like a lot of shows, especially like comedies, usually don't find their best seasons, except for Seinfeld, the worst show, don't find their seasons until season two. And then three is usually when they hit it. And then by season four or five, they're just going through the like, okay, we all know the characters and now how can we make them into goofy situations so we can milk this thing for as much as we can. And then I watch nine seasons of The Office and think it's garbage. I stand by what I said about Seinfeld, by the way. I think that show sucks, but season seven is real good. And so like, but overall it takes so long to get to real good that it's an anomaly of a show as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I agree.
You don't agree, Sid?
No, I said I agree. I don't. Oh. I am not a huge Seinfeld fan. I think like
great character development. Great, great.
Yeah, I was gonna say the characters are good. What they could do so much more. But the show's about nothing, so we can't like ever have a thing. Like I'm of the same school as the Jason Sudeikis when it comes to creating an arc. And that's why Ted Lasso was originally only supposed to be three seasons. It was only supposed to be that arc.
It's Queens of the Stone Age, dog. It's like they were like, he like specifically said when he started that band, he's like, we got three good albums in us. And then he made when Songs for the Deaf came out, it was like their opus. It was like incredible. And then the next album was just like, now what are we going to do?
Uh-huh.
And nothing could live up to it. Having gone back and listened to all of the albums in a row, he actually gets better in terms of like being able to like as a songwriter, but the albums aren't as good. And so, yeah, like most of these like shows, like you have two or three seasons in you before like the ideas start to run out and you start just like being like, well, we have good character development, so let's just put them into wacky scenarios.
Yeah. And see, that's the whole thing when it comes to some of these shows. When Ted Lasso was set out before it even started, before they even started writing it, they had the arc, the three season arc, the beginning, the rise, the stuff in the middle, and then the end.
107.7, the end.
Yes, 107, and then stuff in the 107.7. And the same was with what?
Sorry, Gravy just sent us something that is hot garbage. Anyhow, go ahead.
Gross.
Not you, Gravy. It's not your fault, but it's like he sent us the rankings of episodes of Seinfeld, and I'm like, nope, disagree.
Oh, no, I don't even want to go through that. Yeah, but even with Shrinking, when they first came out with that, it was a three-season arc is what they were trying to cover. And anything that they get after that, that's because there are the executives, the people in charge who want
to
cash in on everything.
This isn't BBC. Well,
it's even how I...
Oh, so not the BBC where it's like this is a for profit. Not that the BBC doesn't try to make money, I'm sure, but like their goals are just different than a Blockbuster with a board and stuff like that that's trying to make as much money off of everything as possible. You want NBC needs nine seasons of The Office. They can't just have two seasons and then be like that's the best TV I've ever seen.
That's the problem is like The Office says I loved the first six seasons of The Office.
Once Pam and Jim get married,
you just kept going.
After that,
it just everybody just becomes a caricature of themselves, right? Where like they, you know, Oscar. It's almost like the fans think of this guy Kevin, especially, right? Like Kevin didn't start out as big dumb oaf all the time.
Yeah.
But ends up that way because that's how people view him and that's what's funny.
Because people, when they're watching it on their Nielsen, they hit the button to be like, that's funny. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. So it's like you stop. It's you die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. That's how I feel about most of the shows. It's
literally how I feel about my life right now.
I was going to say story of my life.
It is like, I felt so good and now I feel so bad. So, thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, well, sorry, Kevin.
You gonna bring that butt over here or what? That is my actually how I feel right now. So I went to a Mariners game with the exact wrong person. This is purely for this pod. Anyone listening, I'm so sorry. But I went with our friend
your child.
I went with Cool Keith to the Mariners game. Oh, and no. I got so drunk.
No, he's been relegated to regular Keith.
Excuse me, not as Cool Keith, whatever it was, regular Keith. I shared all that with him so he knows, okay?
Just Keith.
Just Keith.
That dude, too far, Brandon. Too far. And we got hammered, and then I started texting people. And let me tell you, he was at one point being like, "No, no, no, you cannot text that person that." Okay, and I was like, "Okay, I won't text that." but that's where we got on a Sunday afternoon. Let me tell you, this week has been a bumpy road because of that. Or whatever.
Nothing like day drinking with the Mariners
with Cool Keith, who is Cool Keith. Yeah, who is not
regular Keith,
an amateur. With Keith. Ugh. So
Keith,
I'm gonna transition off of that. Hold on, I have a couple stories here. You guys saw that Tim Cook is out as the CEO of Apple, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he's been out for a while. I thought. I mean, wasn't that kind of the whole thing? He's kind of the first gay CEO of...
He's no longer going to be the CEO of Apple, Brandon. That's what I'm trying to say.
I see. Okay.
I thought that was someone else's.
I thought that was
someone else's name.
I need that butthole.
Brandon, I feel like he's going to have more time now for you. I think that's possible.
So. I need that butthole.
Tell your family. Anyway, this is...
For $1 billion? Sure.
This is what misses me.
$1 million? Great. $100,000? Fine.
$69.
$69 and a six-pack of beer?
How much do I have to pay him? Fine.
A little kiss on the cheek and a polite hello.
Okay, so this messed me up, guys. Like, Steve Jobs died in 2011.
What?
Holy smokes.
That's 15 years ago that Steve Jobs died. Tim Cook has been in charge for 15 years. He took over before.
That's not real.
I know, right? That was when the number one selling smartphone that year was the iPhone 4, despite the 4S's introduction.
Oh, my God.
The iPhone 4 was the top-selling smartphone in the U.S. and the U.K. I'm sure China had
their own thing. I was going to say, because the iPhone came out in 2007, and he was only here for four of them? That's crazy.
I guess so, man. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Was it 2008 is when the iPhone came out, right?
Was it? I think that was the first year it was like widespread. I think it was December 2007 or September
because
2007
I remember
or something like
the
that.
The influencer president Nico of 107.7 The End on my first year in 2009 had the first iPhone. And I remember in 08 going back and forth whether I was going to get the as I call it, the blueberry, which is the BlackBerry, or the or the iPhone. And I like ended up with the iPhone. And then you had the stupid like beer drinking
app or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
June 2007. Thanks, Gravy. That's a well-used Google. Yeah, and so I guess, yeah, only for 4 years was he actually leading the iPhone revolution. And it's been Tim Cook since, which is crazy. Apple was valued at like $300-something billion when he took over.
Oh my God, what is it now?
$4 trillion.
Are you kidding me? Holy crap, what is that?
That's like 6 months of war in Iran.
Wow. Apple could end homelessness, feed the kids.
Make the olds survive like
oh,
it's like a
man.
I mean, don't do that. That sounds awful.
Yeah,
but it's,
no, don't do that for Greg. Everybody but Greg. Everybody wants it.
$345 billion to $4 trillion in market value for Apple. The dude is like for as much of a dork as he was like the whole time, and as much as people were like, "All right, it's running out of the shine that Steve Jobs gave it." Definitely like. Diminished a little bit, especially as like John Ivey and people like that left, but like the dude certainly was a successful CEO, which is crazy. So anyway,
it's insane to think about. I'm trying to think like what were the major things that came out after that. Well, I mean, was the iPad out even then?
iPad came out in like 10 or 11, and then
just before Death O'Clock.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it just became like Steve Jobs made the Apple products something that he like identified it with, like hipsters and like creatives.
Yeah, it was creatives. It was all built around being user friendly and operator friendly.
But at the same time, he like definitely limited the ability for like they definitely controlled the app store so strong.
Yeah, that that's for sure.
You weren't able to get a bunch of garbage in there. It all had to be successful stuff that was easy to use, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. As Gravy points out, the iPad came out in 2010, which was really cool. And so like the Apple Watch is like Tim Cook's big like product evolution, but like in terms of running a company, he obviously murdered it. Like that's incredible. So yeah, anyway, I just thought that was kind of a insane story, because I always thought like if you would have asked me what I thought his impact was, I would have been like, he probably like did okay and it's probably fine or whatever. But I didn't realize that like,
yeah, you're in charge of an already successful machine that's already like you're steering. Yeah. You're the guy at the helm of a massive cruise ship.
All you have to do is not crash it and you will be a success. And then this guy just like took it on like a journey around the world
into space.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know what your hopes and dreams are, guys. Maybe it was to have invested in Apple before it went from $300 billion to $4 trillion. It seems like was an awesome investment in the last 15 years or whatever. But when we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon typing in the back is my literal favorite thing. Guys, Lightning is the name of a running robot developed by a Chinese smartphone maker called Honor, I guess. And it ran a half marathon.
This sounds like Mad Libs. Yeah, I
know. Which is better than anything Boston Dynamics could do.
It ran the half marathon, beating the human world record by 6 minutes.
Well, I mean, it's a robot. What do you want it to do?
Yeah.
And a car will go faster than that. And then a plane faster than that. Not a blimp, though. Yeah. Not a blimp.
Shout outs to Greg Shum on Threads. Made a thread that says,
"That's the name of the robot.
I cannot express how little I am impressed."
Thanks, Greg Shum.
I feel like beating it by 6 minutes is
that's like the least you unimpressive. Can do.
Right? Like it should be so much faster.
Artemis 2 broke the Olympic record for best high jump.
Yeah. that's good.
was that all you, Greg?
No, I'm just reading.
Greg's in the comments.
I wish.
That was a good one, though.
What was it? I mean, was it like an anthropod type?
Yeah, did it look like a human
running with arms?
It's a
biped.
Was
it like a Boston Dynamics?
Yeah,
type?
It's like a it's a two-legged biped. It it looks
did it
like
a gun.
It looks like someone who has to crap. Like that's like a.
they didn't have to make the arms hold its robotic butt cheeks the entire time.
Like my 8-year-old dancing around in the downstairs because he doesn't want to go upstairs by himself.
It didn't have to run in the full clenched position, but we wanted it to seem more realistic.
Apparently,
it was also saying, "Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!"
Apparently, it did. To be fair,
oh God. Around mile 8, it cracked itself.
I told myself this wouldn't happen again. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait, what did it have? Nerd clusters or marshmallows? Whoa.
It's totally normal for people to poop their pants while they're running marathons, okay? That's not like an uncommon thing. All right?
Yeah, I know, but it's still funny. Not so half marathon, you could have went before you started.
So there's like a threshold. There's like a threshold for the distance of a thing where like soiling yourself is
if
appropriate.
It's under 18 miles, like it's,
1K.
It's yeah.
1K. Yeah. The bar crawl.
I would like to just point out, just in case anyone doesn't understand why I'm actually concerned about this, is that it's because there's no way, there's no world in which this robot is being taught to run in order to, like, compete in sports. It is definitely to chase down enemy combatants, which it becomes at some point, you know, people of color in America, whatever. Like, that's what this robot is being taught how to do, is to, like, chase people down for murder reasons.
Well, good thing for AI that it can't detect people of color yet.
Exactly. Good thing those cameras haven't been developed yet.
Well, see, that's what we have people like Greg for. And Greg specifically.
It's colorblind.
I was going to say black belt karate Gerg. Will defend us from the robots.
What do you think robots aren't going to have black belts soon enough? I mean, they probably can't earn them.
Listen,
but
it ran in a straight line like it had to poop. That's all it did. You give it a nice little roundhouse to the whatever it calls itself a face.
And I think we've had this conversation before about how, like, if car design, if you like, the future of vehicles is autonomous, right? People would not be driving their vehicles.
Does that mean with weapons?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It means they're aroused. The future of vehicles. The future of vehicles is autonomous, and so but the way that we're still designing vehicles is based on the current setup, which is a driver in a driver's seat, a passenger seat, a back row, where, like, if you took the idea of, okay, we just have a vehicle that's driving around that doesn't require a driver, how would you design a vehicle, right? And, like, essentially we're talking about, like, train cars, essentially, or, like, small, like, mini train cars.
Bed.
Minivans, but
they're just shaped like
seats turned around
like
and stuff
buttholes.
Like that.
That's for some reason, like, some of the
yeah. But, like, so the question I have is,
week?
Like, if we're designing robots to do, I wasn't sure if he's going to hit the button or not. So I always talk over the button. And
that's
then,
fine.
That's the best part.
Okay. Here. So the question is, like, if.
All right. Nailed it. How many more lines of coke?
Seven more lines of coke.
Thank you.
Just play your best hits right now.
Anyway, so Brandon, so,
if we were going to design
something like this happened in Las Vegas last year when F1 showed up, they were trying to show off their new, like, people shuttle that is an autonomous taxi, but instead of being a car shape, like, it's not like a Toyota Camry, instead it's just like a pod that is like, it's just like an empty.
Make it like a VW bus.
Actually kind of looks like that, actually.
Okay,
to be
so
fair.
That's cool.
And so you get in, but instead of having to face forward or whatever, you can just have seats all around and people can just sit down and, like, ride on this, like, in this, like, pod to go wherever they need or whatever. And so I hear you. Like, if we had to redesign the thing from scratch, like, why does a robot need to have bipedal legs and stuff like
legs.
That?
Yeah. Why,
so
why
you can
is
cover
this
it in
thing
skin
on
so it can sneak into the underground and start murdering people, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Thanks for considering it, though. Oh, there's Gravy put a picture of it in. That's nice. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see it.
There you go.
That's still Seinfeld. That's Siege. I don't see. What are we? Where's the picture?
Just give it a second to refresh there, dog. It'll be.
In our text messages? Yeah.
Oh, I think he just sent it to me, actually.
Sent it to you.
Dave, you've just been sending them to me. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
I don't think he's sending it.
Just this is where I get one of the notes in Riverside that's like, consider dropping this part because it sounds like you're just talking about behind the scenes things.
No!
I never do, just to be clear.
I really, like, I very, very badly want to Google this robot, but I also don't want to type because I know how much it bothers
you. No, it doesn't bother me at all. I love it. I think it's...
Oh, okay, great. I'm going to look it up now.
Please, please.
Lightning the Chinese robot.
Pod Ranker, unresearched.
We're real time research, Bob Ranker. Okay,
they gave it a little hat.
Did they really? Oh, it does have a hat.
Why does he have a little hat? He looks like he should be rowing down the French Riviera.
Oh, that thing's head slash face is way too far back. You can't kick that. What? You'd have to roundhouse it to the chest.
He does look
he's trying to hold in a boot.
But he looks happy. What, about
is? What is that? Tell her I said what's up. Oh my god.
That's AI.
You guys, I've been playing new golf.
I'm okay with AI if that's what's gonna happen with it.
Just a gigantic tongue on a hot looking lady.
I've been playing new golf in the park. And, hell yeah. Today.
That's a game that we invented.
New golf or new golf?
One year ago, we invented new golf in the park at Brandon's house when we all went there. Just for anyone who wants to go back and listen to 5 episodes in 1, it was episode 420 of last season.
Yeah. So I was playing new golf today in the park. And it turns out, this happened a few times recently. It turns out when you hit the golf balls, I've also talked at length on this show about the squirrels in the park.
That bang each other out of the trees?
No, the fact, and their coloration.
They have sex. Yeah, they have sex so hard that they fall out of the trees. They are obsessed with the golf balls.
Ooh.
If the golf ball goes near them, their squirrels will run out of the tree and go and investigate the golf ball. And I took a picture of one today that is...
Brandon puts on his squirrel hat.
Whoa!
He looks like he's gone... He's like... what is this?
He's thinking about his shot.
Yeah, he's like, do I play by 6 wood here?
6 wood.
Do I hump it? Yeah. Do I hump it off of this dirt?
All right. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to follow that. It's time for Guinness time. Play us some pan flute that sounds Irish but is actually Peruvian.
Hot dog flute.
Welcome to Guinness Time, a game where the people on the show guess Guinness World Records that I read to them to find out who the ultimate victor is. I believe last time Siege won, if I'm not mistaken.
Of course.
But I'd like to give a shout out to my buddy Jacob from my childhood who sent me this Guinness Time today, which I think is really great. Apparently he must be listening in some capacity. Most walnuts crushed by sitting down. In 30 seconds.
Does he mean your testicles?
So there's a line. You're trying to get a nut to move the...
No, he does not mean Greg's testicles.
Trying to get a nut to move his butt. There's a line of walnuts.
How many times can I sit on Greg's testicles?
Zero times. Zero.
Not with that attitude.
Zero. Remember we talked about the black belt part a few minutes ago?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to end up peeing blood from the kidney damage if you try to keep sitting on my testicles, okay?
And you're going to...
If you keep trying.
You're going to be cumping blood.
He'll let you try once.
Well, I assume that he sneaks one in. That's the problem, is that, okay. But after that, you try again.
Is he sneaking into your testicles?
No, he's trying to sneak a crush onto him that, we're going straight.
Yeah, fool me once. Sit on my testicles once. Shame on me.
I'm now making threats on the show. So. Most walnuts crushed by sitting down in 30 seconds. I cannot read this man's name, but he is from India, if that makes any difference to you. Let's start with Siege now. Siege.
Wait, can I ask a qualifying question? Bony butt or big butt?
Oh, he's he's a
bony guy, huh?
No. He's a thick man.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Interesting. This changes things.
Yeah, very much so. Clouds my judgment there. I'm thinking soft ass.
Brandon, we're starting with you. Most walnuts crushed by sitting down in 30 seconds by Dharmendra Rajbar.
Nailed it. The lack of a bony booty changes things for me, unfortunately. And I have no idea where to start, but I'm just gonna go 45.
45, ooh, says Brandon.
It seems low, but I also, this squishy booty just
30 seconds?
I'm going clockwise around my screen right now. Siege.
I wonder, can he just pile them up like a pyramid and just take
No, they're
like
in a row, big... and then he goes boop, 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 okay, boop, boop, okay. Boop, like that.
Single or two at a time? I'm still on the testicles thing.
I think he's only crushing one nut with that butt per time.
Damn. Good for him.
One nut per butt?
Yeah. 24.
24, says Siege. And Gravy?
71.
Gravy is wrong, even though the answer is 110, Gravy, with the point on the board.
Wow.
One nut. How
do you There's do no it? Way he was... There was
Is each cheek getting two? Like
what?
You're
always like a machine.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the world record, guys. Like he's like,
I mean, I guess but see, we could have the world record for a lot of things, and we don't go at it like a machine like that.
No, indubitably. Like that's we could absolutely have that. But
that guy's also
he's got a big bruise, like a really big bruise on his butt cheek.
For sure, unless he's been like training at it forever, then he's got this just like one calloused spot. That's not even
hip replacement
his butt.
Years ago.
Yeah, that's like it's almost like side.
He's actually that running robot covered in meat. And so it's just
with a fun little.
He's wearing athletic pants too, so I think that tightens the softness of the butt. That's cheating.
The same
again. How do you get good at this? And then once you are good at it, how do you get the confidence to tell your friends, "Hey guys, look at this thing
I'm
good at."
How do you figure out that you're good at it? You're just like, "Hey, line up some walnuts. Yeah. Let's see what I can do with my ass."
I was gonna say this is something that we do while we're drinking at a Mariners game on a Sunday with regular Keith.
With regular Keith. I love this for us.
I feel like, is it just Keith without a beard?
I've known regular Keith, actually. That's fun that you say that.
He posted a picture of regular Keith earlier this week. I was like, who is that guy?
Guys, there's a new book out in a new series. The people that wrote The Expanse have a new series that's called The Captive's War, and the second book is out now out of three. They have two novellas that are also going to be out, but the second book is out, and there's aliens in it, spoiler. And one of the aliens, they're like, hey, what's up, you big slug dude? And the slug dude says, what's up, meat on sticks is what he calls humans, and I absolutely adore that.
They're corn dogs.
Speaking of which, most plungers stuck on the body in 1 minute.
Oh.
On the body?
Plungers stuck on a body in
is
1 minute.
Your own body or somebody else's body?
It is a person sticking plungers to another person's body.
Oh, hell yeah.
One other person's body.
It is one.
They were lined up like a bunch of walnuts and they're sticking plungers on everybody's.
One person applying, and one person receiving.
Receiving, yeah.
Is the receiver shaped more like Brandon or like me?
Brandon.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
Again, changing things.
Were they applicating and removing?
No, they're sticking, so the person looks like a porcupine.
Good question. Yeah.
Oh, solid. Man.
All right, Brandon, we're starting with you. Most plungers stuck on the body in 1 minute. This is team of two.
Regular size plunger?
Yeah, it looks
regular size plunger.
Looks like a regular, like probably the cheapest. I saw a guy today who made plungers into his he's an amputee and he made them into his lower legs so he could like
hell yeah.
And it was hilarious. And so this is like the lowest expense plunger that you could get at the Home Depot for
not
probably
$5
a piece.
Yeah. Not the little flippy thing in there that gives you that.
No, this
extra.
Is like the traditional red plunger wooden handle. How many plungers 14. Stuck on a body in 1 minute, team of two? 14, says Brandon. All right.
You can see that. That's seven down each. Half of your torso and thighs. I'm going to add one to the penis. 15.
No.
A literal cock block.
You're so mad. I'm sorry.
Gravy?
You know I love you.
I'm going to say 19.
Oh.
To me less.
You were correct, Siege, that Gravy does not get the point.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations. By method of cock block, Siege says 15. The answer 16 by Andre Ortolf and Jenny Springer of Germany.
Jenny.
Ooh, six ladies.
She put it on him.
Oh, 13, she put 14. It on him.
Dang
huh?
it, 16. Oh. It should have been 16 because he did the back. I forgot about the hamstrings.
Oh, he's got one in the. They were just randomly thrown on that dude. Oh, look at that.
This is the weakest.
Oh, they didn't even use the legs.
Yeah.
They didn't use
the legs.
I thought they were going like straight down. Like, I thought we were talking like animal nipples.
I bet you
she shave his head.
She could have at least got also, turned it around and put the, in the, you know.
Yeah.
That's one more.
Hey, that's very flattering that you think that guy and I are the same size, because he looked much stronger than me.
I was Siege say, said more like me or more like Brandon, I think is what the thing was. And Brandon, you are, well, I guess Gravy now. The two of you are the fittest of the four of us. And so this guy is more fit than Siege or I is. Right, Siege? I think that's fair.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that this man is more fit than us.
I'm saying that we've never made a joke about that guy being on the Fat Bachelor.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Yes. Okay, and finally, wait, what's the score now? It's 2 for Siege and nothing for anyone else?
That's right.
Okay. Most bottle caps unscrewed with a kick in 1 minute. So
whoa!
there was a viral trend some 6-7 years ago when Brandon still worked at the radio station, where if you did like a roundhouse kick, you could kick the cap off of a bottle, and I did it badly.
Dude, if I still worked there, we would be doing this all the time,
because no one else works there, so it would be awesome. We could just do whatever we want. Most bottle caps unscrewed, this is a child, to be clear. Okay, so we keep our jokes appropriate. He looks like he's about 10 or 12, and he is doing...
Could you beat him in a fight?
Oh, for sure. This guy sucks. Oh,
okay,
so... Yeah, he's doing like a... I don't know what that kick actually is, because it's not like a roundhouse, because it's like a reverse roundhouse, kind of. And he's going, the bottles are held up in like a vise, and then he's going through and he's kick, and the lids are coming off the top, right?
Are they the little like water bottles, the plastic water bottles?
Yeah, plastic water bottle. It's a yellow top, so it's easily visible on television, and he's going through kick, you know, that type of thing. Trying to kick the top off, all right? And he's,
try it with,
I'm going to say he's not successful bottles. Every time. Okay. Like he misses a significant number. Also, most bottle caps unscrewed with a kick in 1 minute by Oral Herzog. Brandon.
What?
52.
52 says Brandon. Siege.
69.
Brandon. No, like you already did it. Brandon. Gravy.
81.
Well, gentlemen, this is interesting, because we have a tiebreaker situation. Brandon, with the most bottle caps unscrewed with a kick in 1 minute, 56.
Whoa!
So we have to go into bonus time here. Stop it,
bonus
time.
Bonus time.
Boner time.
Boner time. let me find a good one now that I'm not ready. God, what is it with Indian people wanting to smash things? It is so awesome.
You notice that the only Indian guy in Street Fighter 2 is also like a yoga guy.
Yoga flame. Oh, dude, I am racist. This guy is the white and green one. Pakistan. Yeah. This guy's Pakistani. I mean,
there's a lot of white and green ones.
No, this one's
Algeria.
India is also a white and green one,
but they have orange in it. India has orange in it, right? Let me look it up so I get it right. Cause I don't want to be a dick. I mean, let's see, Pakistan. Yeah, it's Pakistan. Pakistan, all right. Fastest time to crush 50 cans with an elbow. Dude's doing elbow drops on what looks like basically a Monster Energy drink. It's of his country, though, instead of...
Wait, so it's not the amount that he smashed in a certain amount of time. It's how many he smashed. No,
how long does it take to smash 50?
Oh.
So it's a set number. This is a new challenge. I like this better than the...
I like this.
I like the variety. I don't know that I like it better, but I like the variety. So, fastest time to crush 50 cans with the elbow. It'd be like, basically, it looks like he's crushing... Yeah, like a Monster Energy drink is what it looks like.
What is the Monster Energy drink of India, and why do I want it?
Maybe it's a pint. I don't know. It's like that size. You know what I mean? It's bigger than a White Claw, but it's like a... I don't know. It's not a Arizona iced tea. Brandon, fastest time to crush 50 cans with the elbow by a Pakistani man.
71 seconds.
71 seconds, says Brandon from the internet. Siege?
Ooh. Man, this is hard. 88.
88 seconds, says Siege. Yeah. And Gravy?
32.
Congratulations. What'd you say, Brandon, again?
71.
Fastest time to crush 50 cans with the elbow, 22.32 seconds by Muhammad Rashid. That means Gravy gets the point and Siege gets the win.
Oh my God.
22 seconds?
Yeah, I mean,
that's insane.
He's a beast, dude. He's like, sorry, it takes forever to focus, but like you can see how fast he's going. Like, look at that.
Oh, come on.
Side crushing?
Dude,
that's side crush. No, that doesn't
it's
count.
A side crush.
That's we were missing information
thinking,
here.
We were thinking.
Yeah, top to bottom.
I mean, sounds like you guys are complaining about Guinness time, the game with no benefit of winning.
I just got a text from my wife. I just got a text from my wife.
Shut up.
You are yelling.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of another successful and a very heady show. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week with Sean Tasty Gravy, Not Gervin. Sean?
Well, Siege is such a real comic book fan that he's producing his own Florida Pool films, and he's getting Jeff the Land Shark to star with him.
I don't know who that is, but I'm in.
Oh, you're not a real comic book fan.
Yeah, you're not.
I know,
like
I meant Siege.
Us.
I don't know who Siege is. That's what I meant.
And then Brandon's doing the STP this year with a water balloon briefcase full of nerds, clusters, and marshmallows tied around his dancer's belt.
Yeah, right in the wiener zone. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
So warm.
You imagine a nice water balloon in your dancer's belt?
They make a thing for running that is like a backpack, and you put a bunch of ingredients on the inside, and the motion of running and shaking it up turns all of those ingredients into a milkshake that you can then drink out of the backpack.
I want it to be,
which I just feel like they should just make one of those for us to walk around with.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted it to be bread. I wanted it to be like dough that you're like mixing up. And then like when you get to wherever you are, you bake it. And then you have bread. Yeah.
See? Dude, you got to make some bread to know how unlikely it was to be bread based on the story I'm telling.
You mix it, though. It has time to rise.
It's nice and warm and yeasty.
No, I don't think it's going to cook it. It's not like it's Arizona in a car in the summer. I get that part, but I want to...
I thought, okay.
See, I don't think you're going to carry an oven. You're not dragging an oven behind
drink
you.
Drink bread out of a...
No.
I'm thinking
drink
about
bread out of a bag.
Warm dough in a dancer's belt.
Yeah.
I can think about that.
And then running with that.
Yeah.
A bread shake.
Yeast infection.
Look at my
and then Gerg must now stoic the relation of Gergirth to 0.15 pumpkins.
Oh,
man. An exact science.
Sad.
You still got to figure out how many pumpkins one Gergirth is.
I'll see you in hell.
It's like one cucumber?
I'm not.
Gherkin?
I'm not revealing my secrets.
Can you go buy a gourd that accurately represents?
No.
We should all buy a gourd that looks like our penis.
No, let's all buy a gourd that looks like Greg's.
What do we think it is?
This is like the
gourd.
What if he's showing up with Corny Jones and I'm gonna be so fucking mad?
You have to display our gourds.
Gourd is so funny.
Gourd.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.